Hi, this is a dictation for Ray Jago, R-A-Y-J-A-G-A-O. Date of birth is 4-15-1984. Date of accident 6-11-2023. Date of service is 7-19-2023. The patient is referred by his physical therapist for a evaluation. It's a new patient visit. Patient report that his chief complaint is pain in the neck, pain in the lower back, severe headaches, pain in the chest, both knees, and the left shoulder is hurting him severely. He is not very good in putting all the information on the charts. There's a report that allegedly he was involved in an accident on 6-11-2023 that is responsible for his symptom. History of automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that he was injured in the afternoon, 6-11-2023, where he was going in on Auburn Road and Ryan. He was involved in a head-on collision while he was going on Auburn Road crossing the Ryan, and he was going through a green light. Other driver couldn't stop, and due to the bald tires, and it was raining bad, and it was not found to be his fault. The other driver hit him on a head-on collision without being able to stop. Damage to the vehicle, patient reports that both the cars were completely total. His car front end and the hood, front hood, the bumper, the axle, tires, brakes were all broken. And was damaged. He was wearing seat belt. Airbag was not deployed. The speed of his car was 25-30 miles, but other car speed he is not sure. He reports that he passed out for a few seconds after this accident. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. He was taken to the hospital by the ambulance to Beaumont Hospital, 19 mile in De Quinter. He was there for many hours. And he cannot remember the entire treatment. I am sure he had x-rays. Next day, he also went to the Henry Ford Hospital emergency room of his own. His left knee was hurting very, very bad. And he cannot remember the details as he was very glossy and dizzy. And he reported that he had a terrible pain in the neck and the back and headaches. But he was discharged finally after some testing was done. Records are not available at the moment of his description of this issue. The patient report, the history of presenting illness, headaches are present to the front and back, severe, constant, 1 to 10, it is 9, and they feel lightheaded, and associated with the no nausea, vomiting, or seizures or aura, and they are not sensitive to light or noise. History of PPI symptoms. Patient reports he has a severe dizziness which is off and on. No vertigo. Loss of consciousness for a few seconds happened at the time of accident. Ringing in the ear. Patient report that his ears are ringing. And loss of balance and confusion. Lack of focus. Loss of concentration. Fearful of the event. Peeing in the bed and blurred vision. Glossy vision. Glossy. And he reports that he has no taste problem, smell problem, jaw problem, face problem. He has no issues with the loss of memories, seizures, forgetfulness, disorientation, denies any nausea and vomiting, spots in the vision or loss of vision field. Further, he denies any anxiety, depression, panic, subtle anesthesia, and weakness is described and moderate difficulty in walking. Regarding the pain issues, patient report that he has a severe pain in the neck, which is 8, lower back pain is 8. He do not describe any radiculopathy or radiation of pain to the arms or the legs at all. No effect on. He does have some chest pain, which is 2 to 7. He has a pain in the right, in the shoulder. I think the pain is in the right shoulder, but he marked in the left. So the right shoulder pain is around 6. He has a headache which is mostly in the occipital area, 8 to 9. Knee pain, the right knee pain is 9, left knee pain is 10, and is causing difficulty in walking. These pains are continuous and described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, cramping, sharp, hot burning. And they are 6 to 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 5. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and improved by pain medications and physical therapy. Patient reports his ADLs are gravely affected. He cannot walk or do anything. And they are associated with muscle weakness of both arms, both legs, numbness, tingling, pins, and needles. His sleep is gravely affected. And ADLs that are reported affected are as follows: personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, and running. Home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen are affected 10. Writing and reaching into cabinets is 8. Opening container is 7. Please do mention one more exception, that in the injury during the automobile accident, patient reportedly allegedly passed out and his face and chest hit into the steering wheel and head to the headrest, and the neck whiplash happened. His tummy hit into the seatbelt, caused the injury. Chest also injured by the seatbelt. His shoulder got injured, but he cannot remember. The patient is a poor historian. So far he has had x-rays, no therapy, no medical visits have been done. In the system review, bipolar disorder in the psychiatry and bipolar depression, no other issues. Past surgical history, ear surgery last year, allergies none. Family history is positive. Mother is alive, suffering from cancer of unknown kinds. The history of blood pressure problem. Father is deceased with diabetes and kidney disease or kidney failure. Siblings, one brother, two sisters, they are okay. Relationship status, patient lives with his family, with sister, he's single. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain and is not working. He wants to start an advertisement job. Disability, patient is disabled. He's applied for disability and is on disability from federal government. Legal history, patient has an attorney, Akim Toma Yaldo, PC. Personal history, patient does smoke cigarette, marijuana, and does drink once in a while, and does not abuse recreational drugs except marijuana. Physical examination, blood pressure is 143 over 105, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 100, height 5'10", weight 330. 39-year-old Chaldean male of an average build, obese, cooperative, well-oriented, alert, sitting comfortably, not short of breath or in any acute distress or severe pain phases. Doesn't appear to be overtly anxious. He appears to be overtly anxious, but not lethargic. He has a good, decent attitude and demeanor. Dress hygiene is normal. Patient is an obese man, and he is able to walk with severe pain, especially because of the knee pain, and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam will come from the template. In the chest, there is mild tenderness in the sternum and decreased breathing sounds. Abdomen is protuberant, obese, no tenderness. Notice bowel sounds are normal. Heart is normal rhythm, normal no murmured scalopism. Pelvic is intact, no fractures. Psychiatric patient is looking for pain medication all the time and is seeking for Percocet. Neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination. Reveals that the patient has a spasm of the trapezius bilaterally, including cervical, middle and lower fibers, quadratus lumborum and paraspinal muscles are in spasm from T12 to L5 bilaterally, and bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender. Trigger points are noticed in the upper trapezius muscles near the junction of the neck to the shoulder, and rest of the muscles are found to be completely normal. On musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness again is from T12 to L5. Paraspinal muscles spasm from T12 to L5 bilaterally with 2 plus hypertonicity and tenderness and several trigger points bilaterally. Range of motion. Cervical spine is 45, is the forward flexion. Extension is 45. Bilateral side flexion is 30 and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35 and extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion is 10 and bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproducible pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was not positive. Sperling sign was positive. Lerman test was positive. Distraction test was positive. Sotowar test was negative. 4-6 spine, slump test negative, and Roos test negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. CLR, contralateral leg raise test, is positive bilaterally. CAM test positive. Breger test negative. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint tender. Faber test positive bilaterally. Constant test is positive bilaterally. Distraction test, compression test, standing flexion test negative. Rendelberg sign is negative. Extremities, please use the templates. Please mention that both the knees and right shoulder are in pain and are examined separately. Examination of the right shoulder is as follows. Baseline patient is having a pain to almost 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the rotator cuff region with the spasm trigger points. And special tests are conducted. The range of motion of the active motion is limited to 100 degrees, beyond which severe pain starts in the rotator cuff region. Muscle strength is 4/5. Passive motions are normal. And special tests are conducted. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. The MT-Bierken test, near test, speed test positive, and anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Distally, no other issues found in the hand and wrist. Grips are normal. Examination of the both knees. On inspection, there are no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a tenderness peripatal or bilaterally, and all the medial and lateral collateral ligaments bilaterally are tender. And there is an extensive range of motion. Swelling is not present, but crepitation, grinding noise is heard in the both knees. The range of motions is 110 degrees on the maximum, but painful otherwise. Motor power 4/5, valgus varus are normally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer absent. McMurray Steinman is absent. Patellar apprehension is positive bilaterally. Diagnosis. General E66.9110, E11.9, B89.2 X60, Z79.89, CNS, R51, R42, F41, F32.9, S09.90 XA. The NURS M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments of 54.0, chest. Blunt chest trauma, code is unknown. Right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Knee, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA, M53.82. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.4, XXA. Sacroiliac spine is M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. Treatment plan for Rajo Jeju is from the template. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times a week, focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, both knees and right shoulder, along with both sacroiliac joint, for 3 times per week with traction massage, McKenzie exercise, home exercise, gait training, echo therapy. Disability patient is unable to work, housework replacement, attended care 4 hours, 7 days is provided. As patient is unable to walk, is constantly short of breath, and in transportation is added, and case management is added. His MEPs and labs have been reviewed, they are found to be okay. PHC was positive, which is okay. Medications. The medications are provided as follows. Patient is provided with the Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN 50 tablets for relief of the panic and anxiety as a result of accident. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day PRN for headache relief. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and medical records. I have a record from the Henry Ford Hospital dated 6-13-2023. And with a discharge of 6-13-2023, it stated that patient had a motor vehicle accident. And he went for rectal pain and constipation. And then he says that he is worse on lying down or sitting. Severe constipation is the issue. He also has anxiety, depression, and paranoid schizophrenia in the past. He smokes one pack a day. And in the musculoskeleton, not major findings are found. The CT scan that was done did not show any acute process, and He has a possibly drug-induced constipation, external hemorrhoids, lower abdominal pain. CT of the abdomen and pelvis was unremarkable. The CT abdomen at the Henry Ford Hospital dated 6/13/2023 shows minimal diverticulosis, hepatic steatosis, and minimally enlarged lymph nodes in the right upper quadrant. There is another visit of this patient on 6/29/2023 at Henry Ford Hospital in Sterling Heights for the knee pain. The patient was seen there for knee pain. History was reviewed. He suffers from anxiety, depression, paranoid, schizophrenia. Tenderness was felt over the lateral border of the left knee, painful range of motions. He was assessed there, and he had an X-ray, which did not show major finding. An MRI of the cervical spine, dated August 25th, 2023, is available. That was ordered by myself. And at the time it's available, so I'm just dictating, although it was done past this visit. In this area, cervical spine is completely normal. No major findings are discovered. Left knee examination, MRI with Basher, shows mild distal tendinosis, quadriceps, and prepatellar bursitis. The right shoulder MRI that was done shows a mild tendinosis and subtle bursal surface laying of supraspinatus tendon and subtle osteoarthritis of the AC joint. Lumbar spine MRI shows the following, dated 22 August 2023. There is mild wedging deformity of T12 vertebral body, bone marrow edema of T12, T11, and L1. Mild multi-level degenerative changes in lumbar spine and lower thoracic spine with facet joint osteoarthritis, most pronounced at L3, L4. The discs are not involved. There is no spinal canal stenosis, mild facet arthritic changes only. No fractures is noticed. MRI of the brain with neuroquant was not done yet. Interventional pain procedure, patient has been advised that he may benefit from shoulder injection for the supraspinatus AC joint and bilateral knee joint injection, quadriceps injection for the tendon to bring some help. Trigger points can be done. Surgical options are not being considered. Neuropsych is not being considered. an MRI of the brain with neurocognitive, if it is found positive, patient will be then referred to the neuropsych. Attended care case worker is ordered for this patient as he is quite short of breath while sitting and unable to do any job. He is a very obese man, 330 pounds. Investigations. We did order the investigations of cervical spine, lumbar spine, right shoulder MRIs, and both knees. DMEs. The patient has been provided with the following DMEs, which is neck brace, back brace, tense unit, traction system, and two knee brace, quad cane, to help him with the healing. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, discuss follow visit in 10 days, direct contact, yes. Please mention that in the general review that the patient was slightly short of breath and other than that, he was otherwise cooperative. Thank you.